I'm learning how to live holy.
I have never seen the conditions that exist now in this country. And we are really in trouble. And throughout this week, it's the people here that's in the room, and many brothers and sisters are going to be meeting us from around this country that are a part of this Poor People's Movement, who are going to be laying out the plans on how we intend to take our country back.
That's Sherry Hockala speaking upon arrival at the U.S. Social Forum in Detroit today. The march arrived in town yesterday and set up a tent city to house dozens of homeless people from across country in a vacant lot just outside the city. Local police attempted to oust the activists, but Sherry Hockala stood her ground.
Camping, you're demonstrating. You don't have any permits to do. You don't have permits to do so.
I have my First Amendment right. It's my right to practice free speech and to speak out about issues that are impacting this country, and
absolutely,
in particular,
they do it
poor
and
homeless
all
people.
The time, but they don't set up tents.
Ma'am,
and they don't stay there overnight. I'm not getting personal with you, ma'am. I'm just trying to explain to you. They don't set up tents and they don't stay overnight. They pick it out at night at Woodward and they do it properly in abiding by.
It's a 24-hour issue.
Ma'am, I understand that, okay? But we don't allow people to set up camp in the city of Ferndale.
This is not a camp. This is a demonstration.
We do not allow people to stay overnight and set up buildings and stay out in the city of Ferndale.
This is a part. These structures are a part of our demonstration.
Okay, ma'am. Like we said before, you didn't pull
a permit.
You
don't have a permit,
okay?
We have a right to free speech.
If you want to bounce it, and you sure do. I'm not telling you don't. But whether you want to bounce back and forth, say we're not camping, we are camping, or we're demonstrating, you can call it whatever you want.
Well,
either way, you didn't pull a permit, and it's also against the city ordinance.
I intend to stay here, officer.
You intend to stay here?
Yes.
Okay.
And the tent city did stay there, as frustrated police tried to find the owners of the vacant and neglected lot to issue a trespassing order to no avail. One of the people sleeping in the lot was Steve Norris from St. Petersburg, a former University of South Florida employee who is now homeless.
I managed a research facility for the University of South Florida. And at that point in time, a big salary, big house, several vehicles. And then there was health care problems with my father-in-law, who was uninsured. And my wife quit her job, or my ex-wife, I should say, quit her job to take care of him. And shortly after that, I lost my job. And that's due to the economic system in Florida, and getting rid of middle management at a university is a contracting system. They simply didn't renew my contract. Me and several peers, and the housing situation is horrible. I've lived off my assets for a year, trying to sell my home. Me and several million other people in Florida, and I could not sell the home. So I am now currently homeless. And penniless.
Norris told me that although people around him had lost their homes and jobs recently, he never thought it would happen to him.
Yeah, at that point in time, I was making a six-figure salary, and I had a couple of employees working for me, and they lost their homes. And it did impact me. I felt bad for them, but I didn't do anything. It didn't affect me personally, and I didn't even reach out to them. I didn't even ask them if there was anything I could do for them, even on just a human level. And I think maybe that what's happened to me was maybe just a humbling. I don't know if it was a divine or not, but I think I'm being humbled. And since coming on this march, it's really opened my eyes to what's going on. It's all around. I think that it's really starting to affect the middle class in America, and that's really, I think, what will empower this movement is when middle class people start losing their homes, and they are in record numbers now. When that starts happening, then people who had wealth and don't anymore, they're going to become really angry.